Brazzers, 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 Brazzers.
He could be on Brazzers.
Welcome to the Cesspool. I am Jay Faust, Flexington Steel, and I am back with Obi John Kenobi.
If you strike me down, I will just become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
We lost John for a while. At least, I think the last time he's been heard from was December.
I was in the Netherlands.
And he's back. I mean, I think this is what at least the second or third time I've pronounced you dead on the podcast.
Don't count me out.
I thought you were there.
I'm never more dangerous than when I'm dead.
So the interesting part about that is the guy I was replacing you with for the time you were gone got put in jail last weekend, so he's out. The Mormon.
Oh, he did.
He had a brush with the law, so he's going to be out for a little bit. Thanks to
decent exposure.
Officer Trooper Cool. And that's not a adult film name or anything. That is
Trooper Cool.
Trooper Cool. Big fuck you to Trooper Cool.
Ah. You're just making the podcast better, Trooper Cool.
Just keep it up. John heard the podcast without him and he hired Trooper Cool.
Private security.
Just to follow the Mormon around. He's going to fuck up eventually.
Just keep a breathalyzer on hand.
So here's to Mormons. I don't know. His return in August. Even though he might be gone a while, he'll still be back before Matt Rat.
The hood he'll rat. Be back before I can walk straight.
So.
He won't be able to walk straight, though.
Circle of life. You'll start walking right.
He'll be veering slightly to the left.
He'll have a different nickname and everything. Sugar.
Sugar.
The Cesspool is filmed in front of a live studio audience tonight. We have ranging from 3 to 32. So.
Not counting the cats.
John sold these tickets.
That's right. High dollar. I got to get money from my. I have to get my money back for Owen St. Pugh and John Jones.
almost a year, and we're still scorned.
We're still down.
It's funny. I'll tell people a story. It's like, yeah, it's bullshit when you pay $200 and the fight sucks. And I'm like, well, I wouldn't know. We paid $600.
Yeah, we paid $540 yeah, plus funny. Handling fee.
Yeah, it was like $615 or something.
I didn't see nobody handle those tickets but me.
Fuck. I actually almost got arrested going through the metal detector. They were sticking wands in places I'm familiar with, but
I was going to battle them back with my wand, but it was
came up a little short.
It was a stub.
So one interesting thing is we're moving off Libsyn due to growth.
Libsyn was good for us while we were small.
Yeah, and then we're just started kind of running out of space. Or, you know, a lot of people ask, why do you have 16-minute shows? It's just to not get hit with overages.
Right.
And
that's thanks to you guys.
Yeah. So we've had contributors over the time that want to contribute, and we're going to be, I guess, wheeling out a whole new set of shows. Sean will be calling in from the cell, just, you know, telling us about
sex with black men,
reviewing toilet wine, and
he can tell us what it's like to shower with Bobby Lashley.
Yeah, since Badger won't, he will. His brother.
He'll give us a blow-by-blow.
Booby Lashley.
Booby.
But no, I think Sean's going to do something with sports. I mean, he can't play them, but he knows them.
I don't think Madden counts.
He'll be what's that show that had Burt Reynolds in it? He'll be able to be the coach of...
Hey, Burt.
What was that shit? There was a jail yard.
Oh, the longest yard.
Yeah, he'll be able to be the coach.
He was the quarterback, too, though.
Well, no, I mean, Sean.
Adam
Sean
Sandler
will be the coach.
Did it too.
Sean will be the coach. He knows his Madden shit, and he'll...
Yeah. He'll be the shortest yard.
So we're moving. We're moving off Libsyn. I'm going to put all the cesspool shows on there eventually. It's kind of annoying to do it, but all the back catalog will be on there, and we're going to have a lot of new shows. I think Badger's doing a conspiracy theory podcast.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah, and he's very, I think,
crazy.
Well, I think he'll do good with scripted podcasts, and he'll do good. And he knows a lot of stuff. So, Aaron and you're going to dive into the world of virgins and
pop cultures, and we're survivors of somebody's mother's basement.
Yes. Well, and the funny part about,
maybe they'll call that somebody's
mother's basement podcast. Don't steal that, nerds. I'm telling you.
It's already copyrighted.
Yeah, we just did it. But definitely, like, comic book movies blew up. Comic books kind of blew up.
I've been waiting for comic book movies for 25 years.
Yeah, no joke. Like, when you were growing up,
you'd get a Fantastic Four cartoon for, like, a season, and that was it.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
So they're still kind of working out the kinks on that, but they're going to do that. Me and Aaron doing the wrestling one, and then we're still keeping the flagship.
I keep trying to watch wrestling. I swear I tried to. I just can't.
Yeah. I mean, I would just stick to the,
UFC just reminds me more of what I saw in my home.
You know what? The bad part. Yeah.
I had five brothers. So
the point of view. You know what the bad part about UFC is, and I'm getting kind of a sinking feeling about it, is I think it may have plateaued.
Oh.
I mean, I'm dead serious.
It's becoming the business of fighting now instead of fighting the business.
Yeah. So that's kind of the bad part about UFC is probably going to go through a period of...
Well, then if they don't do something to... make more incentives to end a fight instead of fighting to not get hurt or fighting to not lose. That's going to, all your pay-per-views are going to be long because everything's in a decision and there's no stoppages. And they're boring fights. Even the good fights that last three rounds and are decisions are boring about 2.5 rounds in. You're going, next.
Yeah, well, I mean, part of it's because, I mean, it's more prevalent for people to go train and fight in this. You understand. As it's not the Wild West like it was in the 90s, early 2000s. So people are probably going to X out each other more likely than not. But remember when boxing had a huge boom? I mean, boxing is rough right now. I mean, and I'm not trying to compare it to boxing. There's a lot more to it, but it could get like that. It could get to...
Well, I mean, boxing has the whole problem with their restrictions where you set a fight and then the promoters bid on who's going to promote it. The UFC's got that all monopolized up.
Yeah, but it's also seeming like almost the fighters are becoming that.
Well, the fighters are trying to dictate the fights.
Yeah.
And
they should have never let it get to that point.
And the UFC just needs to put the kibosh on it and say, look, you're going to fight. We're going to pay you a fair amount. You can fight for it, or you cannot fight for it, and we'll give the title to the next guy. Yeah. There's a guy in a gym somewhere who wants Conor McGregor's belt, and will fight for it.
Yeah, until he gets to that point, and then he becomes that next. Well,
right, but you just don't let nobody else have that. I want points of the fight, and blah blah blah. You get this much for a title fight. If you win, you get this much.
It's sad that you would have to do that, because I mean that business model should be better. Don't get me wrong. I mean, if you bring in a million buys, you deserve a little more. But look at the people that have done this. I mean, lately, Rousey was a big thing. She went off the deep end. Like, she was already trying to dictate before she lost, and she's still dictating somehow.
Well, now she's dictating, I'm not going to fight.
Yeah. McGregor, you're not going to see for a year. What does it matter? He's rich. You've already fucked that up. Like, you, he doesn't need to fight. So now he's just going to try to build up, you know, let me own your company. I know you're billionaires, but I want a piece of it. Now, you've built this guy up too much.
I'm a thousandaire, so let me.
You know, you put him in water and he grew. And, you know, if you would have just gave him $500,000, that's a lot of money. But he'd probably still have to fight again because you can burn through it if you get a nice car. Or a,
well, right. And all he does is collect nice cars and $1,000 shoes and bullshit.
You can't do the $10 million thing. Then the heads get so.
They did the same thing in movies too, right? Robert Downey made like $150 million off Avengers.
Yeah. Well, and that's
because you get those points based on how much money the movie makes. The movie makes $1 billion, then you're getting that $150 million.
And you'll notice, like, especially with movies, it's cycles. Like, you'll see a ton of movies with a certain person in it, and then you won't see it anymore. Or, not for a while.
Yeah, people get sick of seeing him. Like, Denzel Washington went to that for a while.
Yeah, well, Kevin Hart. It was Melissa McCarthy for a while. It's true. It was Jim Carrey for a while when I was growing up. It was just cycle. But he got a ton of... It was Schwarzenegger. It was Stallone. It's all these cycles. And, you know, to be honest, until they don't come back, it's they get their
right.
get their
oh,
money
yeah.
and
then
that's
you go,
it.
You go become the governor. California, or
that's the normal steps,
and then you know, then when you get strapped for cash later, then you do Rocky 17, and then I mean,
yeah.
I mean, at least Sylvester Stallone's got the balls to stand up on stage and say Rocky Balboa is the best friend I've ever had.
Yeah,
all he does is make me millions.
But you'll see that an awful lot. It goes in waves, and that's probably what UFC will be. You'll see a guy with a 2-year run. He'll get his money and he'll leave. I mean, you see that a little bit sometimes in football.
Or baseball, too.
Yeah, it's like, well, he pitched good for 2 years. He's out.
Oh, yeah, his arms tore up now, so see ya.
Like the Brian Wilson guy. Like, he was a big deal for a minute. He had the beard. He had all the shirts with the beards on it. Then his ERA went to like 13. But what does it matter?
No, because they used
even
him,
though he is trying to come back, but
they used him over 2 years. They used him more than he'd been pitched, like in the 5 years before that. They used him more in 2 years, and his arm got fatigued, so he lost 5 miles off his fastball, and his slider wasn't sliding. So guess what? People were launching him into the bay.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Here we go. Can you do 300 innings this season?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. As long as I don't drive in the Dominican, I might be able to.
The Dominican has become a graveyard for...
There's a cleanup on aisle 5. It's the Orioles. Oh, the Orioles lose today.
I noticed you didn't change your profile pic to Yordano. Are you just cold-hearted? Or are you just...
He's too skinny.
It wouldn't make sense.
Right.
Do you want me to Photoshop that one you got on it right now and put Yordano?
Oh, you could put a jersey on me with Yordano.
Your number.
I just want the shirt to say, I ate Yordano Ventura.
It's so weird how people have these memories. Because when Ventura was like launching fastballs at people's heads, throwing rosin bags
that
at them.
Great.
Acting like a complete fucking douche. And no, but listen, like a lot of the talk radio and shit was like.
This hot-headed.
They were leaking that, hey, if they can move this guy, they will trade this guy. Right? Because. You know, he's causing bench clear. Like, this guy wasn't a good guy, first of all. If you're an old white person, you don't need to change your profile. Pick this kid. He wouldn't shit on you, man. So, and if he wasn't a baseball player, you wouldn't give a shit about some Dominican
dude. No, he'd be working a banana plantation.
So,
but I'm saying this, though. I'd back him 100% when he was launching that those head shots.
Yeah, but you wouldn't want to do it back. I mean, if they were launching it at Pretty Eric Hosmer or something like that.
Well,
be,
they were,
oh,
though.
Don't.
But they were. We'd hit a guy in the ass, and they'd hit a guy in the shoulder. So
hey,
you got to come back up by
way,
their chin.
Working
and let
your
them,
way up.
But no, that's not. The ass is considered part of baseball.
But what has karma taught you?
Karma has taught me.
You're going to die on the roadside.
Don't sell a
Dominican.
Lot of drugs. And then try
if
to.
If you're already rich, Yordano, you don't need to be pushing packages down there.
You're talking about driving and stuff, and it made me think back, you know, February 8th of this month, is the anniversary that Derek Thomas wrecked.
Yeah.
And died. And that dude was selling coke all over this city.
Yeah. Well, was Ventura driving?
He was a passenger.
Oh, okay.
And yeah. killed the other guy, too. And then another ball player got killed the same night in another wreck in the Dominican. And then last year, Tavares from the Cardinals got killed in a car wreck in the Dominican. Who the fuck is driving in the Dominican? Mr. Magoo and who?
There's no pattern here. And Jose Fernandez was on a boat trying to get away from the shit.
If I'm from the Dominican and I come and I get signed to a major league contract, I am never going home. I'm paying my family to come and see me.
A little bit longer opening than I wanted, but we need to promote a few other podcasts that they promote us, they help us.
Brethren.
And hopefully we have something more to announce. I have nothing to announce right now, so there's no point of even like unwrapping the gift halfway. But we're working on a site for everybody. Kind of like a network, but I don't want to put it out there. But both of these podcasts, they do the streaming thing. So you will, if you want to, you can watch them live on Facebook Live, but it's always there too. But it's in video form. And one of them's Einstein's Kryptonite. You can go on Facebook, look up Einstein's Kryptonite, and it's like a two guys and a girl podcast.
Brothers.
And that's Einstein's Kryptonite. Them on Twitter looks like it's Einstein Crypto. So maybe they just got bored of typing all that. Go follow them. Go like them. And this is all, you know, similar distance cousins type stuff to the cesspool. Very good people. And then Let Them Know Podcast. And that's at Let Them Know Podcast. They also do videos, and they do 3 to 4 hour shows. So if you're into that, God bless them. And they're a couple funny guys, and they're in Virginia. And I think their Twitter is the Let Them Know Show, at the Let Them Know Show. So definitely click on them. It's entertaining stuff, and you'll be hearing probably me talk about that over and over until we get that established. John, are you ready to name that porn star?
I am ready. I've got my porn card bingo up. I just watched a documentary on Cinemax this week about the golden age of porn.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was
when
pretty
was accurate.
That? I don't know.
Oh, you didn't watch night. It that way? You were done fapping
only,
by
well,
then?
Yeah, I watched 3 minutes of it. Right on.
Actually, me and Mormon came across an award that they need to bring back. 93 and 94, they had this award, and if the cesspool has to bring it back, we will, but it's Woodsman of the Year award.
Oh. That
needs to come back.
Woodsman.
So maybe at the end of the year, the cesspool will bring back, who is the mightiest
the
woodsman?
Goat?
Anderson Silva?
The goat? No, the goat of woodsman.
Oh. So, all right, John, I am 47.
Okay.
I am from New Jersey.
Okay.
I starred in Dirty Rotten Motherfucker 7.
Ah. Oh. Dirty Rotten Motherfucker 7.
I starred in Anal Warriors. I starred in Orgy Master 7. Starting to narrow it down in your head a little bit. Right?
Right.
I'm also a producer.
Jenna James.
No. I was also in, and hey, listen, the Avengers versus X-Men, Triple X, and Axel Braun parody. You like that kind of stuff?
I haven't seen any of it.
Ass Worship 16. I was in it.
I'm going to be bad at this game.
Her First Interracial, Part 2.
I was in it. Was that her first interracial?
I was in Black Loads Matter. I was in Empire Strikes Back parody. I'm 6'2". I'm also known as the Black Bastard.
Must be Mr. Steel?
It is. It's Mr. Steel. Good job, John.
Wow. I'm going to say, I've seen none of those films.
You're telling me you haven't seen Black Loads Matter?
I haven't. I didn't think I thought I saw him in King Dong.
You had to name a porn after your life, would it be? And who would star in it?
Not me.
I knew I'd have star in it.
The good, the bad, the ugly. You know what? If I had to have a porn.
I'd want Dana White to play me.
If I had to have a porn, the name of the porn about my life would be called Single-Handedly.
And it's a solo one? Played by that Bam Majera's dad or something?
The porn star's name would be Man Solo.
I don't know if you've had enough time, but what? Because we love your list, Johnny.
Oh, my list?
What is your top five fighter nicknames?
Okay, well, I was working on this list when you kind of opened my eyes to a couple names that I had forgotten. So I had revised my list of the best five nicknames, not in any order, not in any specific order.
Yeah, never is.
Natural Born Killer.
All right.
Got to be in the top five. That is just a great name.
Yeah. Carlos Condit.
Carlos Condit. And he looks the part. I liked BJ Penn as the Prodigy, but that was 20 years ago when he used to have a show. Now he needs to go to a different name. I mean, he can't be the Prodigy no more. Prodigy. I can't say it. The Prodigy.
Prodigy.
The Prodigy is supposed to be someone who picks it up at an early age, not a guy who can get 50% off his dinner at Denny's. And still likes
at
to
your
get
brother's him. House?
He still likes to get, yeah, and you know, you can eat pancakes at my brother's house. But that's a good one. I like the Notorious one. I know you can't stand the fighter, but the Notorious one is a good nickname, especially for somebody who's going to be a shithead like he is. Because he was notorious before he was famous. He was notorious for picking his rounds and picking his fights. All right, that's three.
Gotta have the axe murderer on there, right?
Oh, the axe murderer is good, but I knew you. That was yours, so yeah. I was trying to not poach it.
Yeah. That's a really really
that's
good
a really
one.
Good name, and well, Bones Jones is terrible.
You don't like the Black Beast?
I like the Black Beast. I mean, I do like that, but. I was trying to stay, you know, PC.
Yeah.
Because the other Black Beast is 47.
He
from
is.
New Jersey.
Oh, the guy in Black Loads Matter.
Black Loads do matter. Black Loads batter.
If I could add one to it, one I kind of liked, he's not a real known fighter, but Jiva Santana was the arm collector. And he would beat people a lot with just arm bars. And I think he was like an Elite XC or a
now,
Showtime fighter.
Now, for wrestling, I liked Rowdy Roddy Piper. I didn't like it for Ronda Rousey because she wasn't rowdy.
No,
she just came out mean mugged.
She should have been Big Country.
We called her I Know Judo.
What some people like is, if you want to just hear just a list, Korean Zombie.
The Korean Zombie is good.
Who I guess just now goes by Zombie. That's interesting. Did you watch that fight?
I did watch that fight.
I think he got lucky with Bermudez, to be honest. I'm thinking, not lucky. I mean, I think he's, when he landed the uppercut, good for him. But Bermudez isn't that bad.
No, Dennis Bermudez is a good fighter. But, you know, I'm glad he got to interview Tom Brady that week.
Some of the other MMA nicknames of people like Uncle Creepy. The Iceman.
The Carpenter.
Rampage.
Oh, Rampage Jackson. I like that one.
Shogun. Last Emperor. Gracie Hunter. You know, the Iceman, actually, I liked the mobster, the enforcer known as the Iceman. Iceman. Yeah. I liked him. I didn't like the fighter. Because I swear to God, in a different life, I would love to be that guy. I would love just to kill people for really no reason.
All right, here's another one.
Well, there's reasons.
But. I like the bad guy. And I liked the Huntington Beach bad boy was actually a good name for a guy from Huntington Beach. But then you have to have Tito Ortiz with it, and that makes it shitty.
That's the problem. Some of these are good, but then you look at
I can't stand the fighter enough to like the name.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, some of these, I mean, they're fine, but then
if you had a decent fighter who is a normal human being called the Huntington Beach bad boy, I'd be okay with it.
Fireball Kid, Crow Cop, the Irish Hand Grenade, Dean of Mean, Sexy Yama, the American Psycho. One that
the Karate Hottie.
Yeah. That's for a girl, that's really yeah. One I would put in, Vanilla Gorilla. He's not very good. El Wapo, don't care. Ryan Darth Bader's don't care. The Janitor, Bones, The Phenom, Showtime, Minotauro, Jacare, The Dragon, Mayhem, and Jason Miller lives up to
Jason
that.
Jason Miller.
He should be the...
I love his bully show where he would go...
Yeah.
That was awesome.
But what happened to that dude's life?
His parents touched him in the
He got arrested for being naked in a church, graffitiing it or something like that.
Well, that's because he got touched by a priest when he was a kid.
Did you know Jake Ellenberger was the Juggernaut?
I would say more like a barista at Starbucks.
Little Evil, the Filipino Wrecking Machine.
Little Evil. That's a good one.
Do you remember the dipshit that before it was, I think it may have been Goldberg. He said, the little eagle flies again. And it was Jens Pulver. Goldberg was always known for that stupid shit because he didn't know what the fuck he was doing. Really, we didn't miss anything with Goldberg. Last night it was Rogan, Cormier, and John Anik. Which, whatever.
As long as it wasn't Brian Stan.
No,
we know exactly
shit.
How many feet we are off from sea level.
So I said Simtex, right?
Simtex is good.
Yeah. Here's one.
War Machine.
Rick Pfeiffer. And I don't even know who that is. But he is the ginger with the intent to injure.
That's good. Yeah. All right. That's a good one.
Yeah. New York Badass. Jeff Nader. Is Jeff Scary nickname Nader? The Answer, The Crippler, The Smashing Machine, Legionarius, Butterbean.
Oh, Legionarius, I remember him.
He's in Bellator. Angel of Death, Sagano, The Mexicutioner is trying too hard for me.
That's like the mathematician.
Yeah. Well,
the math magician or whatever his name is.
The Polish Experiment, Rush, Filthy Tom Lawler. And then Nick Dennis is the ninja of love. So that's just a quick list.
How about the dangerous man in the most dangerous man in the world?
Ken Shamrock or he's so dangerous.
How about the meanest man with braces on TV?
Dad 5000.
His brother. Frank, was it Frank Shamrock?
Kimbo Slice wasn't even on this list, and that was not his name. That was just a full fucking nickname.
Kimbo. That's what I call my girlfriend, Kimbo Slice. Oh, yeah. Yeah. She's black. Oh.
So you're a movie guy. I found this article, 10 films every real man should have seen.
Okay. You see how many I've seen?
Yeah, because I'm not a movie guy, so maybe some of these that I...
I can clue you in.
So, real man. We're going to figure out who the fucking real man is between Aaron. I'm pretty sure it's you. So let's start with Die Hard. I have not seen Die Hard.
Oh, it's the best Christmas movie ever.
I have noticed that. People say it's a Christmas movie.
It happens at Christmas. That's basically it.
This says a fun fact is Bruce Willis wasn't the first choice for this role, but he was the seventh.
Oh, well.
Six people had to turn down this role. Do you know any of them?
Probably. See, that was, what year was it? 1990?
Sure.
Well, it's probably Mel Gibson.
Yep.
Burt Reynolds.
Yep.
Clint Eastwood. He was too old. Harrison Ford.
Yep.
Tom Selleck.
No. Schwarzenegger, Stallone, and Richard Gere.
Guess what? There would have been a terrible... There wouldn't have been another one if any of them had done it.
Terminator 2 Judgment Day. I have, in fact, seen that.
Oh, that's the one with Elijah Wood, or not Elijah Wood.
James Cameron pulled out all the stops.
Yeah, that was a good movie. It was a good sequel.
Hangover. I have...
Lived it.
Seen it. I live it a lot.
I have seen it.
We love you, Chow.
I really, when that little naked man jumps out of the trunk of that car, I thought I was going to piss myself.
Yeah. Fight Club. I've seen it. Didn't like it. Didn't care for it. Which, I mean, if Durden listens to this, shit.
But it's not like...
That's kind of how he got his...
It's
moniker.
It's not for everybody because it deals with what's going on here. And not everybody is intrigued. I'm kind of intrigued what causes people to do shit. Motivation. Or what it is. Okay? It's a good movie. I own on DVD. So far, every movie you listed except for The Hangover, I own on DVD.
The Fast and the Furious. I've seen it.
I've seen it. 1/4 mile at a time. I've seen it. 0 of the sequels.
Really?
I've not seen 1 of the sequels. Because I hate Paul Walker. There's 7.
Oh, well, there's 6 sequels.
6 sequels. You're right. Well, they're working on the 8th one.
If you hate Paul Walker, then problem solved. Now
what they did is they brought in the savior of all series, and that's The Rock. He came in the G.I. Joe to save it, Fast and Furious to save it, Kevin Hart's career to save it.
I like The Rock, though. I didn't think he would quite get this far.
Dude, he was fabulous in Central Intelligence. I just watched it again today.
It's on HBO.
I laughed my ass off.
The Matrix. I have not seen The Matrix.
I got it on DVD.
It's good?
Yeah, it's good. It's good kind of in the way that Citizen Kane was good.
This says, would you take the blue or the red pill? The fuck does that mean?
It's a question that Keanu Reeves has asked in the movie.
I do like John Wick.
John Wick is good, and they got another one coming out in like next week.
The Godfather. I have seen the first hour.
Oh, I watched all of them. They were great.
I'm not a man.
I'm a man.
Scarface. I'm a wigger. I've seen that.
Oh, you have
you know,
to.
Yeah, it's my Bible.
If you had drugs, if you're involved in drugs at all. If you just like the smell of drugs, you have to watch Scarface.
That was the one with the chainsaw in the bathroom, right?
See.
Reservoir Dogs. I'll come out and tell you I have not seen it.
Oh, that's great. I got it on DVD. First Quentin Tarantino film. Very surreal. Very surreal. And it's got a great cast. It's got Harvey Keitel, Steve Buscemi, Tim Roth. Everybody that's in all of the Quentin Tarantino films.
Says it has an irresistible soundtrack, baby.
Michael Madsen's in it. Yeah, it's got a lot of 70s music.
And the last one they list is The Expendables. I have not seen that.
I have seen it. I've seen all of them, actually. And the first one was okay, and the rest of them have gotten worse.
So I'm like 6 out of 10. You are...
I've seen them all.
Yeah, you whitewashed it.
I guess that makes me the GOAT.
Mississippi's bringing back the firing squad for execution, or at least they're trying to. You good with that?
I'm good with it. Yeah. I think it's a good idea.
Well, a lot of people
that way you get killed by another person. Yeah. You kill a person, you get killed by a person. And I love the fact that if you're the guy shooting him, you don't even know if you're the guy shooting him.
Yeah, they won't see it. So, well, a lot of people say it's better just because lethal injection's been wonky.
Right, the guys lasted people are half suffering. An hour and 45 minutes, and that's unusually cruel.
And the chair has been, that's been ridiculous. So people survived the fucking chair, I mean.
Not the second time.
Well, no, but that's.
Guess what? If you put yourself in a position where that's what you're worried about, you probably deserve the second one.
Well, you think stoning? What's some other ways you'd like to?
I've had discussions about this. In my opinion, the reason that capital punishment does not work in America is we don't use it enough. If we were televising killings every week on TV, on PBS, it would become a deterrent because people wouldn't want to see their friends getting killed on television. And if you want to, you're saying, well, you know, it doesn't really provide closure and blah, blah, blah. Knowing that the dude that killed your daughter is in prison for the rest of his life, he's got three hots and a cot. He can get a degree in better himself. He can correspond. He can write books as long as he doesn't write about your crime and you get nothing. They should sell out Arrowhead Stadium and sell rocks and let people throw the rocks and kill the people and all the money go to the victims. Do 20 guys once a month or 20 guys every 3 months or whatever, like a summer jam, have bands and shit. And raise money for the victims, the ones that are being hurt by these dirtbags. And it's not a deterrent if you spend 25 years in prison waiting to die.
I know, like, Saddam Hussein was big in making, I think, the family watch people get buried alive, right?
Oh, buried alive. I thought they did a lot of, they were big in beheadings. And they like to chop off limbs.
That would be hard to.
Guillotine.
Wow. This isn't Skyrim.
I'm a big proponent of people, and the people who are all, we can't have capital punishment because what if you accidentally kill somebody who's innocent? DNA evidence has been, okay, I get that. I understand that. But if the purpose of having the crime is to deter people from wanting to do it because they're afraid that they're going to get caught and killed, then you got to kill some people. You think Lewis boom boom Washington down on 4th and Quindaro is worried about whether or not he's going to get killed if he robs or drives by and shoots this carload of teenage girls up?
We're not supposed to talk about him.
I don't give a shit, but fuck him.
Boom boom. It wasn't me, man. That John.
Boom boom.
But yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying. Like, is it what Asian country? It might be China. If you steal, your hand goes.
Or, yeah.
Your finger goes and your hand
goes.
The
Philippines, I think, do some of that too, doesn't it?
Jesus Christ, what the Philippines don't do.
I mean, if adultery, you got to get your vagina cut off.
Get it gouged out, scooped out like a fucking scoop.
Have you ever seen one of those up close?
No. I won't get close to one. Let's play Name That Porn Star.
Okay. Lexington Steel.
Damn right. One thing about the executions thing is, you know, Syria ended up getting ousted for doing secret executions.
Right.
They would blindfold and hang you. And then when they got outed, they said, all these Syrian doctors said, oh, it was respiratory failure, which in a way.
It was.
So.
He choked to death on a rope.
Right. Accidental. So. Like I said, I'm trying not to get real political, but the travel ban was a big deal. Got lifted. We're good to go now, right?
No.
We're
less safe.
Okay. So what's your thoughts on the travel ban? Because
My thoughts on the travel ban are this. First off, I read the entire executive order that was signed by Donald Trump. Nowhere in that order does it say seven countries are not allowed to come in. It lists one country by name, Syria. There was a big thing on Facebook about a security contractor who is over in Syria right now, or he was at the time. He has since had to leave since this Facebook video blew up, where he was talking to some Syrian men. A group of Syrian men. There was a group of American men there too. But he asked the Syrian men, he goes, you know, because those people that are over there, when it gets dark, they have to be inside their compounds. If they get caught outside by townspeople, they get killed. And he asked these guys, he goes, if I came from the bar and I was drunk and I walked through your town and you found me, and it was six or seven of you against me, what would you do? Oh, we would beat you and we would rape you or we would beat you and we would behead you, basically. And he said, why would we want to let you guys in our country if that's the way you feel about us? And that's the way a lot of those Sharia law ass guys want to they feel about this country. The radical Muslims that are raising the jihads and stuff against America, there is no winning the war until we're all dead. You can't let that in your country. Every president since 9/11 has had a travel ban of some type. This one has been painted by the media as a Muslim ban, and that's why it got lifted, when it was simply about Syria, and it wasn't even a ban. It was a temporary stoppage. It was 30 days, no one could come in, and then 60 days to make sure that we were vetting them properly. 90 days total. They're just going to go back and rewrite it and represent it, and he'll sign another executive order. They're just going to slow it down.
We get banned from going to other countries, but all you don't hear about it.
All the time?
Yeah, all the time. It works both ways.
And I don't agree with these illegals that come in are automatically granted the rights of a citizen.
Well, more than we do.
I mean, why do we have to give an illegal drug dude who comes in from Mexico? I'm not even talking about Muslims. Yeah. He comes in. Why do we have to read him as his rights? He doesn't have that right as an American citizen. He's not an American citizen. Why do we have to give him a trial by a court of his peers? We don't. Why don't we just bust his ass back across the border?
I don't get why anyone would fight for these people to be here. To begin with.
Because that's what our country was founded on. Our country was founded on legal immigration. Mm-hmm. People came in, even the Irish. When the Irish were getting shipped over here, and it was shown quite eloquently in Oliver Stone, whoever did The Gangs of New York, the Irish would come off the boat, they would write down their name and sign their paperwork, and then would get back on another boat to go fight in the Civil War. And that's how they became a citizen. Is they became a citizen because they became soldiers. And their wives got to stay in New York.
Do you believe in what we should do, mandatory military time for everybody?
I do. I think if you took all these entitled little 13 to 21-year-olds and made them do 2 or 3 years in civil service, it doesn't have to be military. It can be working crosswalks. I don't care if you're in a disabled and you can't go fight in a war, you can still do paperwork. You can do something to help serve your country.
Well, that's what Korean Zombie was gone for. He had to do it. I mean, they just do it a little differently. They get called when they get called, but you got to do it.
Yeah, the big 7-foot guy that fought.
Yeah,
too.
K1. He had to do it.
Right.
He
taught hand to hand.
Yeah. Why not though?
Because nobody. Who are you going to teach hand to hand? Well, your arm is longer than most of those guys' body.
He can't relate to many people, I guess.
No, that would be Wilt Chamberlain, I guess.
Who laid many a woman.
And is 90 years old.
Yeah, the travel ban, man. You read stuff like that. Then you see like, whoa, little man. It's like, have you, just because you go work at a desk every day, you don't have to deal with these people. And then, you know, probably most of these people are hypocritical, because if you did have to deal with these people, you'd probably say some disparaging stuff about
them. A lot of those libtards are like that. It doesn't matter whether it's right or whether it's better for the country. It's just blockage for blockage's sake.
And I'm not Republican. I'm not Democrat. I just try to go off common sense.
What's going to make my life better? And my business in the last 8 years, my business that is my livelihood has suffered.
Yeah.
Because of the policies in place by the Democratic Party. And the fact that the Republican Party was blocking them made me want to be on their side. I did not want Donald Trump. I would have rather had Ted Cruz or almost anybody else. Donald Trump was not the answer.
Well, it's a bit of a joke. I thought it was just going to be him. It's a bit of a joke.
It is. It is. And it is. I understand the whole he's a laughing stock and blah, blah, blah. But guess what? It was the will of the people. And you can say, well, 3.5 million people, blah, blah, blah. 30 states voted for Donald Trump. He won 30 states. The other ones won 20 states. He won 2,600 counties in the United States, over 2,600. She won 400. Just she picked the 400 counties were the most populous counties. New York, yeah. Los Angeles. That's where the most people getting free money was that voted Democrat.
I don't flood anyone's timeline with anything.
I try not to. But
so don't flood mine.
I don't. I don't tag you in anything.
I want to hear about black celebrities.
Beyonce's babies.
Yeah, I want to hear about that. And it's February 12th. It's Gary Baker's birthday. That's what I want to hear about.
Why? Gary Baker. Our friend Gary Baker's birthday.
Try to get him on the old podcast.
Yeah, his accent's almost legitimate.
Yeah, it's fake.
It's fake, but it's a good fake.
He's decent. I mean, as the years go by, it's almost slapstick, though.
It's better than the Bullfrogs.
I mean, we all play along with him. We know he's from somewhere in Arkansas or something.
Piccadilly, Arkansas.
So,
happy birthday, Gary. You look great for 71.
Getting thinner, but that's just.
That's what happens when you die.
You name five things you'd rather see BJ Penn do other than fight.
I can do that right now, quick. All right, five things that BJ Penn should do rather than fight. He could become the color analyst and take John Anakin's job because I can't stand him. He could become a barista at Starbucks, making some Hawaiian blend coffees. Uber driver. He could.
He knows the island.
He knows the island. He could become Dog the Bounty Hunter's new sidekick. A professional surfer.
There you have it. BJ, go away, man.
Oh, an extra on Hawaii Five-0.
The relaunch of the relaunch. Speaking of
PJ Pitt.
Of launching
And Brazzers.
Do that.
He could be on Brazzers.
Oose.
As a full-sized male dildo.